Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Realm presents Adagaz Media Production, The Dark Tome, Book of Stories, featuring The Green Knight's Wife by Kat Howard, performed by Moira Driscoll.
The boys arrive with the changing of the weather, ushered in by winter's cold. Once a year, at the beginning of December, those silly boys who think coming here means they are brave, all of them so eager to test their worth on the edge of my husband's axe. For years and forever and for always, through one story and into the next, they have been as regular as the snowfall, these boys. They come in their shining armor, their expensive suits, their television good looks, alien things among all this green wildness, this unchanging cathedral of my husband's making. He feels more comfortable in a place that is like him, forest, secret, overgrown. No one ever asked me what my comforts were, whether I wanted to press myself to holly and thorn in my marriage bed. He gives the boys a year and a day to arrive. My husband does.
I like to make it fair for them.
As he laughs, oak leaves fall from his beard. Holly berries roll red and fall to the floor like drops of blood. I do not believe him. I am also in edge that those boys must test themselves against. Here are the rules for the game my husband plays. It begins at the heart of winter, the ending of the year, at the great feasts of those brightly lit holidays, meant to call back the sun from the darkness. Someone calls for a wonder, and he goes. My husband is a wonder, you see. He is vine and leaf, oak and holly, tree and forest and winter, wrapped around the shape of a man. The heart of him is a green and secret thing. And, well, there is the small matter of his head. He will pound on the doors until they open before his blows and stand before the one who called. In the early days of the story, the summoner would be a king, overfed and drunk in his Christmas court. Now, it is just as likely a CEO and corporate party. More drink, less food. Sometimes even the staged reality of a television show and a room full of cameras and calculated angles. Once he has arrived before his audience, my husband will brandish his axe and ask,
"Who is so bold in his blood and his brain that will dare strike one stroke for another,
Oh, it sounds archaic now. And every so often, someone asks him to change the wording.
"Why can't you just say, you try to cut off my head, and then I try to cut off yours?"
There is a formula to these things. The words matter. Now, will you play?
What's going on here?
Of course I'll play!
Yeah!
Lewis, hold my beer!
Okay, sure thing.
There is always someone willing to take part in this game, and brains have very little to do with it. They all think that they are special. They are chosen. They are as much a wonder as my husband is. My husband will hand the axe over to the volunteer, a knight in armor, a lawyer in a suit, an actor in this month's designer t-shirt, and will make a big fuss about kneeling down, bending his head, baring his neck to the blow.
You really want me to do this?
These are the rules.
Okay.
The poor silly boy. He has no idea what he's gotten himself into, how old and how unpitying this story is. The boy thinks he is clever enough to get himself out of it, so he will pick up the axe and smile, rooster-chested, at the queen, at the boss's wife, at the starlet of the week, and strike. The axe will bite true, and my husband's head will fall to the floor.
Whoa! 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 Is that real blood?
The boy. He will not think of himself as a boy. He will think of himself as a knight, as a man, will pose with the axe, will bow. Someone among those gathered will apologize to the queen for the mess, the blood.
"Sorry about that. Don't know my own strength."
And then my husband's body will stand up from the floor, and my husband's hand will reach into his hair, and he will pick up his fallen head, and his head will speak.
What's he doing? What is he getting up? What the heck?
"You must come to endure what you have dealt."
Someone usually faints at this point. It's never the person with the camera. The rules are given. The chapel green, a year and a day, otherwise all honor lost. Honor. As if that was ever what this was about. Head tucked under his arm, my husband turns and comes home to me.
Hello, wife.
Welcome home. Let me wash that axe.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. I want to take a second to tell you about a podcast I think you'll really like, Mayday. No one is prepared for disaster. No one knows exactly how they'll react in a plane crash, an earthquake, or when a lone gunman decides to open fire. On Mayday, you'll hear about the people who had to find out, people whose stories deserve to be heard. Join hosts Maya Nalani and Luke Welland as they tell you about extraordinary people who found themselves in extraordinary circumstances. Listen to Mayday wherever you get your podcasts.
They show up early, the boys. Days, even weeks before the deadline. Even now, in these days of planes and cars and GPS. So concerned with honor and reputation, with not looking like a coward, a pussy, they must pretend they are eager for the Axe's kiss, for a blow they must understand will be fatal if struck. But they think they are special. They think there is a way out. At least for them. They are almost right. This is when the second part of the game begins. My husband disguises himself as someone whose beard is not made of oak leaves, whose arms are not wrapped around with trailing vines of ivy, and whose head, if struck off, would remain decorously detached and would definitely not start speaking. He invites them to stay with us. We're close by, after all, and isn't it better to go to such an ordeal well-rested and fed? He pours them a drink, ice rattling against crystal, and smiles. The boys look at the warm amber color of the scotch. They think of the thread count of the sheets in this house versus that of the cheap hotel just down the road. The boys look at me. They say yes. My husband smiles. He makes a deal with them. It's the deal he always makes.
And the bedroom's just down the hall. Oh, yeah, by the way, anything you're given while you're here, you give back to me.
Okay, yeah. He knows they'll say yes, these boys. They are here precisely because they're the kind of people who take dares, who say yes, who gamble. They are here to take a blow from an axe. They think they can cheat and never be found out. I am to be the thing that tests their honor, to offer sweet words, to offer kisses, to offer a casual fuck. The reality TV people, they love this. It's their favorite part, the thing that really kicks the ratings up. It's so drama. It's edgy. It's just potentially queer enough to titillate once the camera cuts away. The cameras always cut away, at least when the kisses are traded back to my husband. When this game began, I would play along. I would tempt the boys and laugh to see which of my offers they would accept. I would kiss them and smile, knowing my husband would taste me on their mouths. If he was going to give me away, I would take what pleasure I could get out of it. If they tell him what they've been given, if they return to him those kisses and more, my husband tells them he understands that what happened was my fault. No man could resist what it is I offer. When they kneel and bare their necks to him, he swings the axe and holds the thin and almost bloodless line on their skin, just deep enough to scar. A reminder, nothing more. I cannot remember the last time this was how the game ended. If the boys keep their secrets and mine, my husband cuts off their heads, and then he looks at me and smiles. This is, after all, my fault.
No. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
The first time this happened so long and long ago, I felt the blow. A thud that landed in my chest as if my husband's axe had hit me in the heart. When it happens now, the cameras cut away. It's so easy, if you're watching, to tell yourself it's special effects. The blood is added in post, that it could never happen. Not really. It's so easy to ignore all the hard parts of a story when you don't have to live it. The boys' heads don't reattach. No matter how you bleach it, bone is never as white as snow. And then, one year, the boy doesn't show up. It is 2 days after the new year, and snow is falling outside, and the cameras are waiting, and my husband, green and wild, is pacing back and forth, axe in hand. Phone calls are made, texts sent, emails written, and no one can find him, this boy that is now late to his appointment with an axe. They can't believe it. I can't believe it has taken this long for someone to realize there is no game if you simply refuse to play. But there is such panic. There wouldn't be an episode. There would be no story without some silly knight in his honor kneeling at my husband's feet. Everyone is desperate for the end.
Hey, where's your guy?
I don't know. He's always worked before.
If he doesn't show up in 10 minutes, we're all dead meat.
I'll do it.
What?
The cameras turned to me.
No.
All I need to do is trade blows. I return to you everything that I've been given while I've been here. How about it?
I don't know.
Perfect! What? Yes, this is perfect! What do you say?
Well, I suppose...
Great! Cameras, track them as they approach the chapel.
Yeah.
So we crunched through the snow to the chapel green, to the heart of the forest. The berries are red on the holly, and the air smells of pine. I do not look at the skulls that line the eaves of the chapel. My husband says the words of the challenge and hands me his axe.
Anything you're given while you're here, you give back to me, wife.
He kneels at my feet, stretching his head towards the altar. There is blood, old, rust-colored, sunk into the stones. I swing the axe, and it cuts through his neck as if it is nothing. His head falls to the ground.
Yes! You got that? Tell me you got that.
We got that!
But I am not finished. I swing the axe a second time, cutting through his chest, through the twisted vines that grow where his heart would be. Everything that I have been given, I give back to you.
What are you doing?
Was that supposed to happen?
Well, it just went off on live TV.
There go our sponsors.
My husband's eyes close. His body does not stand. His head does not speak. I drop the axe next to his corpse. I walk from the chapel. Blood falls from my hands, red as holly berries on the white snow.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
You You've been listening to The Dark Tome, Book of Stories, produced by Dagaz Media and presented by Realm, your portal to another world. Full cast and crew credits and transcripts at thedarktome.com.